KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies at 17 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 27. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with a check of state and area news. A Sioux City man has died in a shooting near the city's downtown. Police say 42-year-old Chad A. Thomas was killed in the shooting just after 10 p.m. Saturday. The Sioux City Journal reports police received calls about shots, and a short time later, a person returning home found an unconscious man on the sidewalk. The man had been shot multiple times and was pronounced dead at a hospital. The shooting is being treated as a homicide. Well, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders nearly crossed paths in Ottumwa Sunday, but the two competitors for the Democratic Party's 2020 presidential nomination steered clear of conflict with one another at a town hall forum Sunday afternoon in Ottumwa. Warren declined to compare herself with Sanders, and she did the same when speaking with reporters.
Bernie and I have been friends for a long, long time, and we fight for a lot of the same things. We have differences, but we've been fighting alongside each other for a long time.
Sanders, who spoke at an event in Ottumwa Sunday night, railed against what he calls the billionaire class.
We want a democracy where there is a clash of ideas and not big money buying elections.
Warren was more specific, criticizing billionaire Michael Bloomberg, the former mayor of New York City, who launched a presidential campaign last month.
Mike Bloomberg drops in and spends $100 million in TV ads. This is more than has ever been spent in the history of the universe, right? He spends this money, and he's got, what is it, 4 points in the polls, 5 points in the polls, and no time at all.
Warren accused Bloomberg of skipping what she called the democracy part of seeking the presidency.
Don't come to Iowa and hear about your concerns, right? Don't go to New Hampshire and shake hands with people. Don't go down to South Carolina or Nevada. He just thinks he's going to be able to buy this.
While Sanders did not name Bloomberg, he argued the current campaign finance system gives any multimillionaire who runs for president an immediate advantage.
You'd be a very important person, no matter whether you accomplish anything or not. And that's because you have the money to buy TV ads and to be consequential. I don't think that's the democracy we want.
On Sunday morning, Sanders visited the practice facility used by the Burlington Bees minor league baseball team. Representatives of the Clinton Lumber Kings and Quad City River Bandits were there as well to talk about a proposal that would end Major League Baseball's association with the three Midwest League teams. Warren will be continuing her campaign in Southeast Iowa today. Entrepreneur Andrew Yang wrapped up a 5-day bus tour of the state with a Saturday night rally in Iowa City.
You can't escape the ads. I apologize. I'm not one of the worst offenders. You know that. I'm like right there in the middle, in the acceptable range.
Yang is one of the seven candidates who's qualified to appear in this Thursday night's televised debate. California billionaire Tom Steyer, who also has met the polling and fundraising criteria to participate in Thursday's debate, campaign in Iowa City Sunday. He'll speak today in Muscatine about the economy. And in Iowa, where nearly 17,000 residents work in the health insurance industry, candidates are facing questions about how their health care plans could affect jobs in the state. Des Moines is, of course, home to Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield's health insurance headquarters. Some candidates have already faced questions about the issue on the campaign trail. This past week, South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg went on the offensive, referencing Senator Bernie Sanders and Senator Elizabeth Warren's Medicare for All plans. Buttigieg argued that some candidates' health care plans would eliminate the job of every single American working at every single insurance company in the country. Elsewhere in the news, an Iowa man who was found responsible for his mother's death at a civil trial but acquitted at a murder trial is now suing criminal investigators and his father. 47-year-old Jason Carter filed a lawsuit on Thursday in federal court accusing investigators of conducting a biased and incomplete investigation into his mother's death. Carter's father, Bill Carter, won a wrongful death lawsuit against his son in 2017. The suit alleged that Jason fatally shot 68-year-old Shirley Carter in June of 2015 to gain access to his parents' assets. Jason Carter was ordered to pay $10 million to his mother's estate. In March, a jury acquitted him of murder. One of the world's largest banks will reap a windfall from the University of Iowa's multi-billion dollar plan to outsource its utility operations before students or faculty see any benefit from the deal. Wells Fargo is expected to get nearly 1% of the nearly $1.2 billion payment that the university has negotiated for leasing its utility system to a private operator. A university spokeswoman estimates Wells Fargo will receive about $10.45 million. The university hired the bank as its strategic advisor on the transaction. The Iowa Board of Regents tomorrow, or the last Tuesday, I should say, awarded a 50-year contract to a private company to operate its steam, cooling, water, and electricity infrastructure. A federal grand jury has convicted a 34-year-old Virginia man of helping to swindle women across the country out of nearly $3 million in a fraud scheme. Prosecutors say Henry Asomani of Dumfries, Virginia, used the proceeds collected from unknown conspirators who contacted people who had posted ads on online dating sites or through their Facebook pages. They persuaded the victims to invest in non-existent businesses. Asomani was convicted Friday in federal court in Missouri. Besides Missouri, other victims lived in New Jersey, Alaska, Oklahoma, Florida, Texas, Kansas, and Iowa. Well, police in Red Oak report a woman was arrested following a traffic stop just after midnight Sunday. 25-year-old Lisa Ann Blake of Newmarket was taken into custody in the 900 block of North 1st Street for driving while suspended, a simple misdemeanor. Blake was transported to Montgomery County Jail and held on slightly more than $566 bond. A Nebraska man who thought he was meeting with a 15-year-old girl at an Iowa motel to have sex has been sentenced to 3 years in prison. A federal judge sentenced John Daniel Nielsen for travel with intent to engage in illicit sexual conduct. The 40-year-old Omaha, Nebraska man was swept up in a law enforcement sting targeting sex trafficking after exchanging text messages with an undercover officer posing as the team. Nielsen arranged a February 15th meeting at a Council Bluffs motel and agreed to pay for sex. He was arrested when he arrived at the motel room. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.